It is a pleasure to present this research on behalf of my collaborators at Johns Hopkins and at the YRG Center for AIDS Research and Education in India. I will be discussing the heterogeneity that exists between several subgroups of Indian men who have sex with men. We sought to study the association between sexual identity and HSV2 seroprevalence among 12,000 MSM in India. Men who have sex with men in India continue to be affected by sexually transmitted epidemics. Disparities are evident in HIV, HSV2, and syphilis. This talk, however, focuses on HSV2. According to the literature, the absolute difference in prevalence of HSV2 between MSM and the general community is about 10%. This translates into a relative disparity of 2.7. However, India is diverse to say the least, culturally, politically, economically, and geographically. These pooled estimates may be conservative in places where multiple adverse social conditions coincide. Indian diversity manifests itself in the sexual identities of millions of MSM. This table shows three prominent MSM subgroups. The names of each subgroup reflect local terminology, and many researchers, including colleagues at Johns Hopkins, have described some of the characteristics of each sexual identity that are relevant to sexual health. Kothis, for example, have been described as effeminate men who tend to practice receptive sex with other male partners. Panthis, on the other hand, are described as masculine men and often act as the penetrative partner. Lastly, double-deckers have been described as situational, and they may switch between receptive and penetrative roles. Now, since unprotected receptive anal sex increases the risk of STIs, including HSV2, to greater extents than insertive sex, we hypothesize that men with sexual identities who tend to practice receptive sex to greater extents than men with other identities who practice perhaps more insertive sex, or who practice receptive sex to a lesser extent, the men practicing receptive sex might have higher prevalence of HSV2. In other words, because of the intersection between sexual practice and the biological risk associated with it, we hypothesize that Kothis will have the highest prevalence of HSV2, followed by double-deckers, followed by Panthis. To test this hypothesis, we use the baseline data from a cluster randomized trial taking place in 12 cities and 7 states of India. The cities fall into 3 categories: cities with established HIV epidemics for MSM, smaller cities with high prevalence states, and cities where we only have anecdotal reports but not published data. Participants were eligible to enter the study if they were at least 18 years old, they had to self-identify as male, they had to report oral or anal sex with another male in the prior year. They came into the study, provided verbal consent, and we interviewed them and asked them about demographics, risk behavior, and social determinants. HSV2 infection was diagnosed by the presence of IgG antibodies against the virus using standard ELISA-based assays. The study used respondent-driven sampling. The technique begins with the identification of seeds using ethnography. In our study, seeds were identified as MSM who were prominent in the community. On the screen, you can see, on the right side of the screen, you can see a recruitment tree, an actual recruitment tree, and the colors are the different identities, and the black dots are cases of HSV2 infection. Respondent-driven sampling works this way. The seed, who is the MSM who's familiar with the community, recruits 2 other MSM, and those MSM now form part of the first wave of the study. These 2 MSM then recruit 2 more MSM, and that's the second wave of the study. The third wave is those recruited by the second wave. With this sampling technique, we were able to recruit about 1,000 MSM in 12 different cities in India in a period of 5 months. This table shows characteristics of the men recruited into the study. Men in the three subgroups have similar median age. As reported in the literature, coatis practice receptive sex to a much greater extent. Panties practice mostly penetrative sex, while double-deckers practice both penetrative and receptive sex. Notice that a non-trivial fraction of MSM are married to females, pointing out the socially compulsory nature of heterosexual marriage in India. Notice also that about 80% of panties and 80% of double-deckers are having sexual intercourse with female, and 40% of coatis are actually having intercourse with female, pointing out again the connectivity to the general community. Coatis are much more prone to reporting sex work, which will be an important risk factor when we talk about multivariable analysis. The following five slides focus on outcome heterogeneity, on the heterogeneity of HSV2 prevalence. As hypothesized, the prevalence is lowest for masculine MSM, moderate for situational MSM, and highest for passive effeminate MSM. The results on the right are results from a few multi-level logistic regression models, and they present crude, unadjusted odds ratios. Compared to panties, the odds of HSV2 infection are increased approximately by a factor of 2 for double-deckers and approximately by a factor of 4 for coatis. To attempt to isolate the factors that could explain these large disparities, we statistically adjusted for social factors which could be antecedents of risky sexual behaviors, and we also adjusted for non-sexual and sexual behaviors known to be risk factors. And these are the results. This level of adjustment reduced all discrepancies and explained the majority of the excess prevalence among double-deckers. However, a significant odds ratio, if I can find the clicker, pointer, a significant odds ratio still remains for coatis, even after this extensive adjustment. In this model, we did not adjust for whether participants reported insertive versus receptive sex. The reason for omitting this variable was to avoid inducing statistical collinearity between the predictors, since identity is strongly correlated with sexual practice. To check whether the omission of this important risk factor made a difference in our results, however, we ran a third model, which includes now the type of sex practiced by the identities. Indices of collinearity remain within reasonable ranges. After including sex type, the qualitative inference is the same. The odds of HSV2 infection for coti MSM remain elevated significantly by a factor of 2 compared to panties. Although it is important to consider measurement error and bias due to residual confounding, perhaps, the next two slides suggest that besides behavioral heterogeneity and behavioral determinants, coatis and double-deckers confront adverse social conditions where risky situations may be, unfortunately, very common, and they may elucidate more pathways for the observed excess prevalence among these two vulnerable groups. So besides heterogeneity in the prevalence of HSV2, the subgroups also show heterogeneity in the odds of being exposed to a particularly known risk factor. Situations where coatis engage in adverse behaviors compared to panties are highlighted in red. Looking at these red rectangles, coatis and double-deckers are much more likely to report sex work as an occupation, and coatis are much more likely to report having a high number of partners. Now, to highlight associations that protect coatis, we shaded them in green. Aside from sex work and the logical increase in sexual partners, coatis have a better behavioral profile than panties, yet they have the highest HSV2 prevalence. In contrast to the protective behavioral profile of coatis seen in the last slide, this slide is mostly shaded red. These associations signal vulnerabilities of coatis in Indian society. Scottish have a significant predisposition to confront adverse social conditions like incarceration, childhood sexual abuse, intimate partner violence, and receiving threats from the community, perhaps due to their effeminate expressions. In conclusion, like all nations, India is home to a rich diversity of sexual identities and gender expressions among MSM, which include expressions of homosexual and heterosexual men. Within the group of MSM, Kotis practice several safe behaviors compared to Panthis, yet they have 3 to 4 times the prevalence of HSV2. Sex work and the increased predisposition, the biological risk associated with receptive anal sex, makes Kotis much more vulnerable to STIs, including HSV2. Kotis and double-decker MSM are much more likely to confront adverse social determinants like violence, sexual abuse and threats, and low education and incarceration. And finally, it is crucial to recognize that the pervasive use of the term MSM in public health discourse provokes the illusion of homogeneity among male sexual minorities who are in fact at different risk. In India, like in other parts of the world, subgroups of MSM with different sexual identities do not homogeneously confront the same burden of HSV2 infection or other sexually transmitted infections. They are not homogeneously exposed to key behavioral and biological risk factors, and they're certainly not homogeneously affected by the same adverse social determinants of health. We want to first and foremost acknowledge the participants in our study, the many colleagues in the United States and India who are making this study a reality, and our financial sponsors. Thank you very much.